You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Welcome back to the Health Smut Podcast, my sexy, sexy friends. Today we're tackling the idea of willpower. And is a lack of willpower really your problem? Because likely it's not. In fact, most of the time when we think we're lacking willpower, what we're really doing is exerting all of our willpower on the wrong things and then expecting motivation to kick in, but we can't always rely on motivation. And if we exert our willpower on all of the wrong things, then it can feel like we're getting nowhere fast. So let's talk about what willpower is first, and then we'll get even deeper into this. So willpower essentially is the ability to resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. So let's say you need to be studying for a test and you keep having that temptation to pick up your phone, right? It takes willpower every time you don't pick up the phone. Or you're out to eat with friends and you really want a burger, but you're trying to eat healthier. I'm doing air quotes. I wish you could see them. And so you opt for a salad when really you want a burger. That takes willpower to do. And willpower is kind of like a muscle, right? It can be strengthened. We can improve our willpower over time. But from day to day, we only have so much. And while it's not like this infinite source, I believe I've mentioned this on a previous episode, right? It's not this infinite thing that or a finite thing that we run out of and then there isn't anymore. It's sort of like your emotions and it ebbs and flows, but from day to day, we only have so much. So if we exert all of our willpower on lots of mundane things that we maybe don't need to be focusing on today, we're probably gonna have a little bit less of it tomorrow. And if we repeat that pattern, a little bit less of it the next day until we have zero willpower left. And then we have to just take a break from everything and it will refresh, kind of like an app in the background. Also, I'm really hoping that my dad's hack did not just make it onto the background noise in this podcast. And if so, I apologize. So life of COVID, I'm living with my parents and it's not great. Back to what we're talking about though, willpower. Oh, the real life, guys. Real fucking life. Okay. So when we talk about willpower, right, and how it is like this muscle, and how oftentimes you feel like you don't have enough willpower, and that is what your problem is. It's likely because you have set some sort of a goal, something like, I'm going to get back in shape, I want to eat healthier, I want to get thick and tone, I want to change my body. You have picked some sort of a goal. And first of all, number one problem why this probably isn't working, why you're running out of willpower, is that these goals are vague as fuck, right? The goals that you're setting are part of the problem. And it's because you're setting outcome-based goals. So you're fixated on the result. You're fixated on eating healthier. But one, if you haven't defined what that is and what that means and how it looks like, you're likely exerting all of your energy trying to remove foods you actually like from your diet. If you say, my goal is to get back in shape, you are likely adding a ton more cardio or doing 5 or 6 workouts a week, tons of HIIT. If you say, I want to eat healthier, which I know I already said, but maybe you're cutting out sugar or trying to eat super clean. So you're fixated on what this outcome is. You're picking these outcome-based goals, and then that's it. You aren't considering what behaviors are going to get you there. Like, what behaviors can I add into my day-to-day life to help me reach X goal? It is just constantly fixated on the outcome, and then you feel like you aren't getting there because you don't have enough willpower to get there because you're just constantly looking for the result that it has happened, that it has worked, that I have achieved this goal. Instead of thinking in the long term, right? Just as we just said, it's the ability to resist these short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals, but you aren't necessarily setting long-term goals. You're setting just this outcome-based goal that has no set destination or no set lifestyle change, perhaps. So it's almost if you're putting all your willpower into these teeny tiny little pebbles. Let's think of them like cat litter. Why not? Versus using your willpower to do things like get your ass to bed earlier, stop scrolling your phone in the morning, making sure you're drinking enough water, adding in minimally processed whole foods, making sure you're eating enough protein or more protein, improving your form and range of motion and your exercises and your workouts. And these things here, let's think about these. But if we're using cat litter as an example, let's think of these like the entire 20-pound bag of cat litter. And sorry for all the cat litter references. Clearly, I am a cat mom. But we can see the difference here. If we're looking at individual pieces, these tiny little granules of cat litter versus an entire bag of cat litter, which one of these things do you think will get you where you're trying to go faster? These teeny tiny little pebbles or this giant bag? Okay, because if you've spent all day moving teeny pieces of gravel around, avoiding sugar, exerting all of your energy doing cardio, it's easy to see why at the end of the day, you have zero willpower juice left. No brain juice, no willpower, very lacking of motivation. You either end up zoning out to Netflix for 3 hours instead of going to bed, or you're mindlessly snacking or eating these foods that you've been avoiding all day and then feeling like shit about it later. Instead of grabbing, you know, you're going for and grabbing what's easiest to eat instead of cooking a whole meal because you don't give a fuck anymore. You have exerted everything you have to give by the end of the day. So how do we fix this, right? What is the solution to this problem? How do we get our willpower back? Not that we get it back, but how do we make sure we have enough of it? How do we not exert it all by focusing on these tiny little things? First of all, putting in some systems into place, systems that will help you prioritize what it is you're trying to do and when to do it. You know, putting a system into place that essentially removes a lot of the effort and the willpower you think is required to get things done. How can you prime your environment to help you do the thing when motivation goes missing or you're all out of willpower? And maybe you're all out of willpower because you spent last night working and dancing and doing all the things. You're just depleted. Like, you don't even want to have to think about anything. How can you prime your environment then to set yourself up for success? Can you pre-cut vegetables when you get home from the grocery store? Can you just buy pre-cut vegetables? Can you keep them towards the front of the fridge so they're easy to grab and go when you need a snack? Can you set an alarm on your phone to remind you to go to bed? I do this all the time. I have multiple phones on my alarm. Yeah, let's go with that one. I have multiple alarms, there we go, on my phone as well as on my watch. One, to just sort of keep me on track throughout the day as to what time it is, but especially to cue me to start winding down to bed, because we have to be our own parents when we're an adult. No one is coming in to tell you, hey, it's time to go to bed. You have to get up for whatever the fuck tomorrow. That's your responsibility. So if you aren't being your own best parent, who is doing it for you? And it's as simple as putting an alarm on your phone. And I know it's really easy to just like hit snooze or turn it off, but what if you put an alarm somewhere in the other room that you have to get up and turn off to help cue you to go to bed? Okay? Can you invest in a meal delivery service so that on those days when you're exhausted, you can just come home and eat something? What if you just bought some frozen meals? What's the worst thing about that if it means you don't have to use your willpower to make decisions about what you're going to eat for dinner? Can you substitute an intense workout for a rest day? Consider that for a moment. A rest day. Yes, you do need those. And in fact, not taking them, sacrificing rest days in fear of losing progress in your workouts or losing control over the way that your body looks is in fact one of the many reasons why you feel like you don't have enough willpower. Your brain and your body are running on empty. Because the more things that you set yourself up to have to say no to, the more you deplete your willpower. Right? Are you pretty much just putting a bunch of dominoes in your own path and then trying to tiptoe over them? I don't know the names of actors, but picture it, okay? We're in a museum. We're trying to heist some art for some reason. Maybe this is Pink Panther. Fuck if I know. And it's one of those alarm systems that has the red laser beams and all types of crazy angles. And that is essentially what you have set up for yourself on a day-to-day basis when you are telling yourself, you can't eat sugar, you can't eat carbs, don't eat this, I'm trying to do more of this. You're setting yourself up to go into this room that has these crazy laser beams in all these directions, and then you're forcing yourself to have to step over them and get through them and figure out how to make it to the other side without triggering the alarm. And you're doing this to yourself day after day after day. If I was you, I would give the fuck up too. Like, that is hard. You're making it harder on yourself than it needs to be. And the thing is, it's not entirely your fault. It's really not. It's what we have been told is the correct way to be healthy, right? We've been told that if you eat certain foods, that's not healthy. And if your body isn't a certain weight and doesn't look a certain way, then you're not healthy. And that is a mega bag of cat shit. Since we were going with cat litter earlier, let's just call that some stank ass cat shit, because it's what it is. Okay, you are setting yourself up to have to say no to so many things that you're depleting all of your willpower. And now if you add in life stress, job stress, the emotional labor of sex work, suddenly those teeny tiny little pebbles of cat litter look and feel as giant and as heavy as that entire 20-pound bag, but they still aren't getting you anywhere fast except burnt out, right? Now imagine that if you just focused on those big bags, and while I know at first it might seem like, but that's a giant rock, right? That's a giant bag of cat litter. Jesus Christ, I should get some better analogies. But I crack myself up, guys. But if you were to focus on those big blocks, right? If instead of trying to avoid temptation, give yourself the ability to instead to add in what is missing, which is likely all of those big blocks, like making sure you're well hydrated, making sure you're getting enough sleep, taking a goddamn rest day, adding in more minimally processed whole foods and protein versus thinking that you can't eat Doritos anymore. It's not that you can't eat Doritos, it's that you need to be eating more vegetables and complex carbs and lean protein sources. Keep the Doritos, add in everything else. It's the same thing as thinking that if you're not seeing results in your workouts, you need to be doing more workouts, when in fact, probably what you need to do is sit the fuck down. And this is why you feel like you have zero willpower. It's because you are essentially sinking to the bottom of this big pond of quicksand that, as we know by now, is cat litter. Okay? And to get past this, you have to start focusing on those bigger blocks. Those bigger blocks, those more fundamental aspects of what health is. And if you do that, I promise you one, once you get over the mental hurdles of changing your approach, things will start to feel easier. You won't feel like you're lacking as much willpower. You won't necessarily need to rely on motivation because you will have systems, systems and processes in place for yourself. And if you're wondering, well, how the hell do I even go about doing this? I'm not even sure where to start. Then you are in luck, because these are exactly the topics that we cover in the course element and the group coaching calls of Hustle, Grind, and Aligned. Not only are you getting a periodized strength program to help you work out in the body you have and in a more productive way than sweating to death, you also get the support in the community and the education to help start to tackle these things so that you can come out on the other side a more well-rested and a healthier you. And I'm going to say you're probably going to feel a hell of a lot better at the same time. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, head over to www.fitshowgirl.com/links and sign up for the waitlist. Doors are opening some point in June. I haven't entirely decided yet, but you're going to want to be on that list and you're going to want to find out when doors open. That's all I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. As always, stay sexy, make money.